It's the Yearbook Sportscast. I'm your host, Doug. It's for nurses and flight attendants. This is all too short for a full podcast. We always thought, especially yesterday, when someone sends you a text and they attach a GIF to that text, we always thought, wow, good for actress Sugar Lynn Beard, for example. She's getting checks for 3 cents every so often because someone found and used a GIF from one of her movies. I have no idea why, but we've always felt sorry for people with more money. I have no idea why. Lady Gaga, for example, we felt sorry for her for the longest time because it seemed like she was still working hard and being creative and trying to keep herself out there, but nothing was working out. She did a holiday special with the Muppets a few years ago, and I think the ratings were really poor. So we just felt really badly for her. We were hoping this movie of hers would work out. It seemed like a really bad idea, but it's worked out really well. I don't know why we ever felt sorry for her. She's probably worth a fortune. Actually, Sugar Lynn Beard, of all people, may not have any gifts out there, which is so weird because she has an incredible talent for making faces. The Tennessee Titans' Derek Morgan does not have any gifts out there. None. His Titans lineman teammate, Jarrell Casey, has several. Anyway, we don't know the answer. That's the bottom line. But the guess is, we don't know the answer. But the guess is athletes are not getting paid when you search your phone or device for their gifts. Not an actual fact, but it looks like being gift would fall under we pay you a salary so we can totally use your image. We also don't know if that same principle would apply for that gift from that Hallmark movie you don't recognize. Celebrate Christmas harder. Morgan Burnett has a number of gifts, but really that's because of retired football player Martellus Bennett. Seriously, that is true. But that's not the point. Says in the yearbook at hotmail.com to contact us. The point is, this podcast gets its name from doing things like looking through the 1994 New York Jets yearbook. There's an article in that yearbook way in the front on Pete Carroll titled Born to Coach. And 24 yearbooks later, he is still coaching. But way in the back of the book on the rookie free agents page, there's defensive end and tight end. He played both. LeVar Ball, the same LeVar Ball, who's the father of the Lakers' Lonzo Ball and two other basketball star sons. Back then, he was number 99 in training camp with the Jets, a 6'5", 263-pound future notorious basketball dad. He did not make the team, and we did not know he even played football until there he was. People who would become basketball parents can actually be an interesting lot, like 1980s San Diego State backup quarterback Jim Plum, who eventually had daughter and college basketball legend Kelsey Plum. There are Kelsey Plum gifts, including one where she impressively shows off her throwing arm. Thank you, Dad. There are Becky Hammond gifts. But attention, NBA. Far and away, the most internet savvy of our leagues produce some newer and better ones. Hammond's a coach, but seriously, there's not a catchy one in there.